This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pakistani police have raised the death toll from a suicide bombing at a mosque in the northwestern city, Peshawar, to 20 killed. They say as many as 96 worshippers were wounded in Monday's attack. A senior police official who gave the latest casualty tolls says no one has immediately claimed responsibility for the bombings. Pakistani Taliban have been blamed in similar suicide attacks in the past. The bomber struck inside the mosque where some 150 people were praying, according to police. The chief of police in Memphis has disbanded the city's crime suppression scorpion unit with the death of Tyree Nichols captured on videotape. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
The chief of police citing a cloud of dishonor with the death of Tyree Nichols. The family, civil rights attorney Ben Crump, tells ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, other citizens were victimized by the squad, including a young man bringing home a pizza just days before Nichols was fatally beaten.
Pulled him out the car, yelled profanity at him, and put a gun to his head. And he tried to report them twice to the Memphis Police Department. His calls were not returned.
Community leaders are calling on Congress to enact tougher laws on police conduct. But the new head of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, says the Memphis case is beyond legislation.
I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Friends and volunteers gathered to say goodbye to a New Zealand scientist and another volunteer who were killed in Ukraine while they were helping to evacuate people from a frontline town. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa is reporting.
Andrew Backshaw, a dual New Zealand-British citizen, was 48 years old, and British citizen Christopher Perry, who was 28, went missing earlier this month while heading to the town of Soledar in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. Backshaw's father, Phil, told reporters in New Zealand that his son wanted to do something to help. Ukrainian police said that on January the 9th, they lost contact with Backshaw and Perry after the two headed for Soledar. Their bodies were later recovered. A Ukrainian official reported that the defending forces made an organized retreat from the salt mining town. Friends said the men's bodies would be handed over to relatives in the UK. I'm Sarah Nafa.
Turkey's president has suggested his country might approve Finland's application for NATO membership before taking any action on Sweden's. The new Nordic nations applied jointly to become members of the military alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In the pre-recorded video released Sunday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan indicated Turkey might sign off on only Finland. Turkey has accused Sweden of being too lenient toward groups it deems as terror organizations or existential threats. Tunisia has announced that a mere 11% of the electorate had voted on Sunday in parliamentary runoffs. Get more details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Critics of Tunisian President Kais Saied say the empty polling stations were evidence of public disdain for his agenda and seizure of powers. The head of the Electoral Commission, over which Saied assumed ultimate authority last year, gave a provisional turnout of 11.3% for Sunday's runoff votes. The head of the main opposition coalition, the Salvation Front, said in a news conference, about 90% of the Tunisian people turned their backs on these elections and once again said they do not participate in this coup, adding they're expressing disappointment and lack of confidence in the path that was launched with the coup of July 25, 2021. Economic decline in Tunisia has led to some basic goods disappearing from shelves, while the government has cut subsidies as it seeks a foreign bailout to avert bankruptcy. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And you can find more at voanews.com.
The chief of police citing a
fire remote. I'm Tommy
McNeil.
VOA News.